Yes, I was in West Papua in March this year. The situation between independence activists and the Indonesian military, my impression is that it's fairly low-key now, that most Papuans, while there are certainly strong aspirations for independence, I think their focus is now really on autonomy within Indonesia and being able to attain the full rights as Indonesian citizens. So I think there's a real sense in West Papua that they really have very little recognition, and the human rights abuses still continue, and there's just a simple desire to be treated like ordinary human beings, like everybody else.
Earlier this year, there were a lot of students involved in demonstrations around the Freeport mine. There have been allegations of disappearances, detentions, deaths. How much information were you able to gather on those kinds of issues when you were there?
The demonstrations happened just after I left West Papua this time, but the communications that I've had with my contacts there indicate that many students fled Jayapura after the demonstrations because there was a what they call sweeping by the military and by the police looking for students. Many students were detained, and quite a number of them now have faced court cases and have received sentences for their involvement in the demonstration of between 5 and 15 years. There are still a couple of hundred students who have fled into the bush who are unaccounted for, and I think there is certainly some evidence to suggest many of them have been experienced torture under the hands of the police, and are very frightened to reappear again. And a number of them have also fled across into Papua New Guinea.
So you've just explained that West Papuans are actually quite pragmatic. They're not that concerned with independence. They want a real form of autonomy. How viable do you think autonomy that actually empowers Indigenous West Papuans at a grassroots level is at the moment under the current Indonesian government?
Well, I think the Indonesian government are really looking at a very strategic opportunity at the moment. The Papuans have declared West Papua as a land of peace, which means that they are prepared to negotiate, to look for some kind of peaceful resolution to the conflict. So there are very strong hopes and aspirations on the Papuan side to actually deal with the Indonesians and to come up with some kind of a solution. We don't know what it is. We can't preempt that because that's up to the two parties in their dialogue. But there is a great will on the part of the Papuans to dialogue with the Indonesians to have some kind of an outcome. Now, autonomy was seen as a possible outcome to that, but in recent years, the Indonesian government really hasn't taken autonomy seriously. You'd be aware of the presidential instruction that came under President Megawati, which undermined the autonomy deal and attempted to divide the province into three new provinces, and at the moment it's divided into two. Now, that undermines the whole purpose of autonomy, which was to give some kind of identity to Papua as a province with certain autonomous rights within Indonesia. So the position at the moment is the Papuans feel as though it's very hard to trust Jakarta, but they are still willing to give it a go. And I think the ball is firmly in Jakarta's court now, and I think they need to respond to the initiatives that the Papuans have taken. Otherwise, the whole situation could turn ugly and violent again.
Now, this isn't happening in isolation. This is happening as Australia, as Indonesia's neighbour, is negotiating a security pact. One aspect of that security pact is recognition of Indonesia's territorial control over West Papua. What impact do you feel Australia signing this clause would have on independence activists in West Papua?
I think the problem with this is that it closes the door on any further developments in the future. I mean, myself, when I'm in West Papua, I acknowledge that it is part of Indonesia. But I think for us to simply say this is where it stands forever is closing the door on any further opportunities for dialogue and for negotiation in the future. And I think it also makes it difficult for the Papuans because it's a clear sign that Australia is really taking a position with Jakarta and is not prepared to listen or to dialogue with the Papuans and to try to understand what their aspirations are and where they're coming from.